On the heels of Thursday's walk-off victory, the Tigers looking to take down the Rays again at Comerica Park on Friday. The Tigers down 2-1 in the fourth, but not for long.
Now the 2-1, here's a swing and a fly ball to left and deep. Borges going back at the track, and he looks up and it's gone. Alex Avila with an opposite field home run. It's his 10th round tripper of the season, and the Rays lead didn't last long. We're tied at 2. And now all of a sudden, Detroit in position for a big inning. The 1-0 pitch with runners at second and third. Here's a shot down the left field line, and it's going to score two more. J.D. Martinez comes in and scores. Justin Upton right behind him. And the second base with a two-run double is Nicholas Castellanos. And the Tigers have opened up a 5-2 lead.
And Norris's pitch, busted bat fly ball, shallow left center. Iglesias out, reaches out, catches it with his back to the infield. Oh, what a play by Jose Iglesias. It's a highlight reel inning for him. Comes Norris to the plate. Swinging a fly ball to left. Heading back is Upton. Back to the track at the wall. Jumps up, and he takes a homer away. What an inning for the Detroit Tigers on defense. Up at the top of the wall, Justin Upton gets the glad hand from Jose Iglesias. They combine to take away three hits in the inning from the Rays. Well, the Tigers deserve the standing ovation they're getting from their fans. Infield is in. Here's Upton, who has the RBI double and a misplayed ball by Smith. A team lead for the Tigers. Swing line drive left field. It gets down for a hit. In to score Avila. Here comes Cabrera to the plate. And the throw is cut off. Two-run single by Upton. And the route is on. 8-2 Tigers.
It was a night that Kevin Cash and the Rays would sooner forget. They fell to the Tigers at Comerica Park by a lopsided 13-4 final. Here is the Rays skipper sharing his thoughts after the game.
We got beat. You know, Erasmo came out after the first inning homer from Kinsler. Looked like he was in a, you know, pretty fairly crisp. He was efficient throwing strikes, and then seemed like everything, their plays that they made in the top of that inning kind of carried over into the bottom of the inning because their bats just came alive. And, you know, a lot of hard hit balls, but just bounce back tomorrow. Not a lot to be said about today.
What are your thoughts on Erasmo Ramirez's pitch location tonight?
I mean, obviously, looking at what took place, he probably missed too much over the white. I mean, I will say we like our pitchers to attack, you know, and obviously that there's a fine line in there, especially when you're facing some of these hitters that can hit the ball really hard. But it looked like a couple pitches were up in the zone, and just a couple pitches from the Jumbotron feed looked middle.
Kevin, how about the Tigers' defense tonight and just, I mean, some plays that they made out there?
Yeah, I mean, that fifth inning was Iglesias. You know, we know he's a really good player on defense, and Upton went up, gets the ball from Corey, robbing him a home run, and then, you know, a guy like Kinsler, he's done it for a lot of years now. So those guys, they played well.
Did anything change with Erasmo? I mean, was he pitching differently, or were they just swinging differently? I mean, it was three pretty clean innings, like
yeah.
You said.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, maybe he got through the lineup. They made a little adjustment on him, but they were definitely, you know, ready to hit. Look, Avila comes up and hits the home run to lead that inning off, and then a four-pitch walk to Cabrera. You know, that's a little telling. I mean, the hard hits are going to happen. We got to avoid that walk to keep the extend the inning, and then allow Martinez, Castellanos, Upton, all those guys come up there to bang.
Smith coming home.
Say that again?
Smith coming home.
Yeah. You know what? I'm fine with that. You know, I think looking back on it, ideally when you know, he's thinking along with the game right there. We had a 2-1 lead. He's doing everything he can to extend it to make it 3-1. Suki's already in a, you know, a pitcher's count 1-2. Looking back, the only thing he could have done differently is maybe get his lead a little late, farther off the bag. Yeah, but you know, we're gonna have there's gonna be decisions like that Malik is gonna make, and we're aware he's gonna try to impact us with his speed. And if you're willing to allow him to do it, there's gonna be times when he's gonna get caught.
Does a game like this kind of make it easier to look forward to some of the guys that are gonna be coming back soon to the team?
No. It looks forward to coming in tomorrow. I mean, look, we got Arch on the mound tomorrow. This is, you know, two or three starts now in a row, it seems like, where we need to find a way to win, and we've had him on the mound. We need a strong performance out of him and, you know, get the offense going a little bit, kind of quiet night. Robbie had a nice night offensively, which was good to see.
On the challenge, were you challenging the call or the block or both?
I challenged the whole play, but, you know, I'm challenging the safe out call. But when you go in there, you might as well say the whole play.
Yeah,
it was – I mean, you got it right, obviously. It looked appeared so.
When Morrison was taken out of the game, did that have anything to do with him sliding into first base?
No, nothing. Just trying to get Lomo and Longo off their feet when the game got separated there.
And Erasmo was fine. That ball did affect his leg.
His hamstring cramped. I thought the ball hit the back of his leg. It didn't. It looked like he kind of swatted it down with his glove, and when he popped up, felt his hamstring cramp up a little bit. Probably a little dehydration.
With some of the errors and the great defensive plays by the Tigers, it's just one of those games. I mean, you just kind of try to move past.
Yeah. But, you know, once it separates like that, you're probably sitting there saying, let's get this over with and on to tomorrow a little bit.
The Rays try to bounce back Saturday behind Chris Archer. He'll be opposed by Michael Fulmer.